Our story begins at Windsor Academy. Clint is standing by his locker when Dara runs up.
Clint, I have the best news.
What is it?
It's about Lucas. That Smitty guy and his syndicate have all been arrested. Apparently, one of his right-hand men came forward and offered his testimony in return for a lighter sentence.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Oh my God, Dara, are you sure about this?
He went to go tell his Aunt Larissa and Alexander Jones.
Dara, Clint, oh my God.
Stacy, what's wrong?
It's CJ. Mr. Endicott, and I found him in the classroom this morning.
Okay.
His throat was slit, you guys. CJ killed himself.
At Dean Industries, Serena is working at her desk when Alexandra walks into her office.
Good morning, Serena.
Alexandra, hi. I don't believe we had an appointment.
Serena, look, I know what happened at the wedding.
You know, you really are in the middle of everybody's business, aren't you?
Hannah Richard is a long-standing enemy of mine, so her wedding day being ruined was not the worst news in the world to me. But even more important, Serena, you told the father of your baby the truth. Now he has a chance to do the right thing.
Alexandra, can you please explain to me why you were so concerned about my life? You interviewed me one time and it didn't go well, and now it seems like you're dying to be my best friend. What gives?
I'm going to be honest with you here, Serena. I see a little bit of myself in you. I've dealt with Hannah's sister before, and I know what you're up against.
Well, I think I can fight my own battles, but thanks.
What has Todd said? He's going to be there for you and the baby, isn't he?
Oh, not that it's any of your concern, but Todd left town.
What do you mean, left town?
He's taken a few days off to clear his head. He's supposed to be back after Thanksgiving.
Oh? And where did he go?
I don't know. Boston, I think.
Listen, you have to get to him and talk to him before he has a chance to convince Hannah to take him back.
What are you talking about?
I know Hannah Richards. She's weak. She'll eventually take him back, and you'll be left out in the cold. Unless you take action, and now.
Okay, oh wise one. What action do you suggest I take?
That's easy. Find Todd. Find him today. Track him down and stake your claim.
At her penthouse, Larissa is alone in the living room when the doorbell rings.
Now, who could that be?
Hi. Remember me?
Lucas!
Don't worry, Aunt Larissa. It's really me. I'm back.
But how? I don't understand.
It's really a long story. I'll tell you all about it.
At Channel 6, Gretchen is in her cubicle talking on the phone as Kyle makes his way toward her desk.
Oh no. I hate hearing about stories like this. Yeah, I've got it. You know, they'll probably assign this one to Kyle. Okay. I'll talk to you in a bit.
my ears were burning, did I just hear my name?
Have you heard about the kid at Windsor Academy?
No, what's going on?
Some kid slit his own throat and was found in a pool of blood this morning by one of his teachers.
Jeez, how gruesome. And what a strange coincidence. My nephew goes to that school. I was actually on my way over there to see if he showed up today.
I think they're sending the kids home.
Then I better get going. Oh, did you get the kid's name at Windsor?
Yeah, it was, C.J. Wells, I believe.
No. There has to be some mistake.
Kyle, what's wrong?
Gretchen, that's my nephew.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.